Five boats recently launched a two-week Grand Canyon River trip. The group of tourists will paddle whitewater rapids, hike side canyons, and camp at river's edge. A guide goes over the basic paddling maneuvers before the boat reaches its first rapid. Red Rock Canyon walls provide occasional shade and relief from the desert's searing heat. The group makes it through their first rapid and congratulates each other with a paddler's high five. Sometime this evening, they'll reach camp downstream, but vast sandy beaches ideal for camping are scarce these days. Before the dam was built 50 years ago to store drinking water and harness hydropower for western states, the silt-laden Colorado River flowed high through the Grand Canyon, creating sandy beaches along the shore. Longtime river guide Brad Dimmick says today that sediment is blocked behind the dam, so some of those beaches have turned rocky, and some are overgrown with shrubs and trees.
The vegetation is on a rampage, and it's taking over beaches at a pretty high rate of speed, to where it's kind of a war between us and the vegetation in some camps.
Currently what we see are fluctuating flows coming from Grand Canyon Dam.
Nikolai Lash is spokesman for Grand Canyon Trust, a conservation group.
Flows that go up and down in a dramatic fashion in a 24-hour period. And this is done for generating as much hydropower revenue as possible. Unfortunately, it's counterproductive for the resources in Grand Canyon.
Resources like the beaches and an endangered native fish. Matt Kaplinski is a geologist, part of an ad hoc group of scientists, river guides, power companies, and others who make recommendations to the federal government on how to improve the river environment. Kaplinski describes their program.
It's like the Dr. Strangelove movie, How I Quit Worrying and Learned to Live with the Dam. That's the premise of the program, is to see how we can operate this dam and balance the needs of water storage and power delivery with environmental conservation downstream.
The best solution they've come up with are these high flows. Dam managers wait until sediment accumulates upstream. Then they release a large amount of water in hopes of pushing sediment downstream onto beaches. So far, the federal government has allowed three high flows in the last 15 years, like this one in 2008, when former Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne did the honors.
In just a minute, I'll push the button, and I'll pull the lever. It will open the giant valves to unleash a torrent of water down the Colorado River.
But this year, they've decided to accelerate the high flow program, authorizing as many as two floods a year for the next 8 years. And it hasn't come without controversy. Electric companies don't want to see water bypass the hydroelectric turbines. The 2008 flow cost them almost $4 million in lost hydropower revenue. But river guide Brad Dimmick says allowing these high flows is the government's responsibility to the Grand Canyon.
Once you come in and take away the sediment flow, or you alter the environment tremendously and have your fingers on the controls of that dam, you are technically God. I mean, you decide how that ecosystem is going to mature. You become nature to a large part.
The problem is nature is often at odds with the needs of the Western population. Scientists will continue to study the impact of these high flows, balancing electricity and water demands with the mandate to protect and preserve the critical river environment. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.